Peace and love.
Radio.
Peace and love. My name is Bree, and you're listening to Bree Life Radio. I want to thank you for tuning in this evening. And today, we are talking about internet dating, a subject that is near and dear to my heart. And I have a lot of friends and colleagues who are currently internet dating. So I want you to take this time to call in. The number is 424-220-1862. I'd like to know, what do you think about internet dating? Do you think it's safe? Do you think that it isolates you? Do you think that it's a healthy thing to be a part of? I want to hear all your thoughts. I've gotten some very interesting questions coming into my email account, which is BreeLifeRadio@gmail.com. So at this time, I'm going to take my first caller. Hello, you're listening to Bree Life Radio. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello. You're listening to Bree Life Radio. Welcome, peace and love. Caller, what's your name?
Big C.
Well, Big C. Where are you calling from, Big C?
From Pennsylvania.
From Pennsylvania. Okay. Well, would you like to share? First of all, I guess I should ask you, are you currently internet dating or have you done any internet dating in the past? First, I want to say, please, all callers who are currently internet dating, I would really appreciate if you would not disclose the site that you're on, your user ID name, and we don't do any bashing on this show. We share our ideas, our feelings, and it's all a positive vibe. So let's just keep that in mind. So come on, Big C, let me hear what you have to say.
Well, I find it quite interesting. I find that internet dating allows you to expose yourself to a vast amount of people in a very short period of time, and you kind of have it gives you an avenue to kind of weed through a lot of for lack of a better term, wasteful individuals to deal with, I guess. I don't know.
Wasteful individual. That's an interesting term. How long have you been internet dating?
Hello?
Yes. How long have you been internet dating?
It's been about a year and a half, I'd say. I guess 2 years. I don't know. Something like that.
What would you say your percentile in terms of your favorable experiences versus your non-favorable experiences? I mean, because if you've been doing it for a year and a half, it obviously that means that, you know, you're doing it consistently because something about it is appealing.
Well, it's off and on. I wouldn't say consistent.
Oh, okay.
And to answer what you said earlier, what is my percentages of good and bad experiences?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I would say 1 in 20. 1 in 20, 1 in 25.
Wow. That's almost the ratio available men to every 20 women. So that's interesting. You want to share? Can you share a good story and a bad story? Do you have any? Any bad experiences? Any good experiences? Were you able to walk away? If it didn't work out, if there wasn't a love connection, did you at least make, a friend or two along the way?
I have made several friends, and had quite a few notable experiences. For the most part, it's been entertaining, to say the least.
Oh, okay. Well, I thank you for calling in and sharing your insight. Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
Not at this time.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling Bree Life Radio. And please tune in. Follow us on Twitter at Bree Life Radio at Twitter. Facebook, Bree Life Radio at Facebook, and of course Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
All right, have a good evening.
Well, we're going to take another caller. Again, the call-in number for the show is 424-220-1862. Hello, you are at Bree Life Radio. Peace and blessings.
Hello?
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 Yes, caller. You've reached Bree Life Radio. I'm your host, Bree. Thank you for calling in. Hello? Hello? Well, I think that call is having some technical difficulties, so I'll just talk to you about what my experiences have been. First of all, I came to experience internet dating, unfortunately, not in a so favorable manner. My spouse, I discovered, was cheating on me because I went on his PC, and I saw that he was going on a rather famous internet dating website. And he even had a profile. Thus, we don't have to talk about what happened, but I was so overwhelmed and also intrigued of what would actually provoke someone to go on an internet dating site. So I started my own profile. Of course, it took a couple of years for me to go back to it, but it can become a distraction. It does become something that tends to take up a lot of time if you become sucked in by it. My experiences have been 50-50. I've met some and talked to some very, very interesting people all over the country. And I've also been exposed to some individuals that I would say would not really fit the parameters of someone who I would really want to date. Oh, I see we have some more callers, so I'll put my experiences on hold for a little while, and we'll take the next caller. Good evening. Peace and love. You've reached Bree Life Radio. I'm your host, Bree. And we're talking about internet dating. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I think that. Hello. Hi, you've reached Bree Life Radio. I'm your host, Bree, and we're talking about internet dating.
Well, how are you, Bree?
I am well. How are you, caller?
I'm well.
And who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Mark from Houston, Texas.
Mark from Houston, Texas. Okay. Well, would you like at this time to share some of your, well, first of all, are you currently internet dating or have you in the past?
Sure have, and yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Would you care to share with the listeners some of your experiences? And first, maybe you might want to share with us what led you to begin your journey on in involving yourself with internet dating?
Well, typically, I think, you know, I guess you must be interested in dating. So, you know, that means that, i.e., you're not dating or you're not happy with who you're dating. So, you know, you're not happy with the selection you're getting or the fact that you only have so much time in a day and you can only be in so many places at one time. So, internet dating kind of became somewhat of a what I call a clearinghouse. So you get a chance to kind of like look at it. It's kind of like a buffet almost to me, you know, like, you know, you look at the menu, you see what's on there, you read the information about what's on the menu, and you decide, you know, whether you want to engage somebody. I mean, and granted, you might want to engage somebody, and they may not choose to engage you back, but again, it gives you an opportunity to kind of look at a number of people, see what they're saying about themselves, obviously see what they look like based upon what they're choosing to say they're presenting themselves as being, and make a decision whether you want to make an inquiry and wait for a response. So, you know, I think for me it was more about the ease, the lack of effort, and the intrigue, the ability to see more than one person at one time. Because generally speaking, in your average circle, be at a lounge, a bar, a church, or whatever, you know, it's a one-on-one at a time situation for the most part. I mean, unless you have some unbelievable social skills, which allow you to juggle a lot of people in one spot. So more than likely, you're going to be limited. And online, it just gives you a little a greater ability to kind of like, you know, sample, if you will. I don't know if that's a good term, but that's what I would say.
Well, you broke it down for us. What has really been your experiences in terms of the type of people that you've been encountering?
But what do you mean type?
Well, I mean to say, have you had favorable experiences? Have your experiences been unfavorable?
Well,
has it been successful for you?
Well, I guess, see, and those are, wow, you know, granted, you know that question is one that's based on subjectivity. So as far as success is concerned, I mean, I have been pleased to some degree with my ability to meet some very fascinating people. I would say possibly you would call it, I guess, I don't know, if more than a year in a relationship based upon a connection online is called success. then I guess I could say yes, I've had successes. As far as meeting really interesting people with interesting stories, because I guess that's the other thing that drew me to internet dating too. I mean, well, not drew me, but that was kind of fascinating after I got on my journey was that people have a lot of stories, you know. And the fact that I really like just to hear people's stories a lot of times, I got a lot of stories. I mean, if I am a writer, but if I was more of a writer, like really a serious writer pollster, I probably could come up with a lot of data just based upon the fact that I've been doing this on and off since 2005. So, you know, it's been quite a journey. But as far as success is concerned, I think I could say I had a relationship that lasted for 4 years off of a particular site. And as far as favorable meetings, the majority of my interactions I would deem as being favorable. I mean, I've gotten some surprises just because people do things that just sometimes catch you off guard. But for the most part, you know, it's been favorable.
I see. Well, I want to thank you for calling in. And I hope that you continue to follow Bree Life Radio. This seems to be a topic that has really intrigued a lot of people that I've talked, I've shared my experiences with. They seem to want to have to share experiences, to have more dialogue about the social ramifications of internet dating, how people come to do it. So that's the reason why we're having this discussion today. This is going to be a long, long conversation. But I want to thank you, Mark, from Houston, Texas, for calling in. Please continue to follow us on Bree Life Radio at Facebook, Twitter, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio.
I sure will. Hey, keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, Bree.
Colin, take care.
All right.
We're going to take our next caller now. Hello, this is Bree, and you have reached Bree Life Radio. Hello. Okay. We're going to go to our next caller. Hello, caller. You have reached Bree Life Radio. I'm your host, Bree.
Hi, this is Taylor from New Orleans. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Outstanding. I wanted to comment on the subject of your show, the idea of our society becoming reliant on using social media. There's two parts to that. One, I think that people seem to think that technology is making things worse, that the way that a person can break up over a text or can use social media to cheat them or things like that are making things worse. I don't believe that. I think that they're exposing people. Before, it wasn't quite as easy to do those kinds of things. It wasn't quite as easy to be so distant, to be so disconnected with people, to be able to shut someone off, to deactivate a relationship the way it is now. And I think the same people who do it now would have done it before and maybe did do it before in just different ways. So I don't blame technology for anything. I think it's a beautiful thing. What I will say about relationships and technology is this. I don't think that anyone could ever form a relationship with solely technology. I don't think that... I mean, sure, you can meet someone online. That's fine. It doesn't matter where you meet someone. It doesn't matter where you say hello, just say it. And sure, you can text someone throughout your relationship, from the beginning to marriage. That's fine as well. But to have it solely across digital communication, that never works. It never can work. That's not a real relationship. You have to have a physical relationship. You have to have physical intimacy. There's something about the look in the other person's eye that tells you everything that they can't. that you can't get even on a webcam. There's so much to be said, even about the tone and the way someone speaks that doesn't quite translate over the phone, not precisely. So any time someone, and there's tons of them, says that they've fallen for someone, I don't doubt that. You know, if you meet someone online, you're in love with them. You've never met. You're in love with that. You're in love with everything that you know them to be, but you don't know them entirely. You don't know them how you and them will react physically. You don't know what they feel like. You don't know what it feels like to have them hold your hand or kiss you. None of those things you know. And so, you know, while you may be in love with what you think you know, there's so much more to be known, to be experienced. And I think that in itself makes that love not meaningless, but less meaningful, in my opinion.
Well, well said. Have you done any internet dating before?
I've not. I've never. I was in high school. There was only one girl that ever came close to anything like that, and she had an ex of mine had taken my poetry. I do spoken word, and had brought it to her class at Loyola and presented it. They were all supposed to pick a writer, and surprisingly, because we were never on great terms after the relationship, surprisingly she took my writing there and presented me. And this girl happened to be in the class, and she happened to be behind. She sat behind her, and she liked it, and so she added me on Facebook to see more of it. And because I had all my poetry in my notes, and that was the first person to ever read all of my poetry. I have like over 100 poems, and she read every single one, and then told me which ones were her favorite. And it kind of progressed, you know. I said at first I was very, you know, I appreciate that and this and that. I was very short about it, flattered, but you know, I wasn't very interested, I guess. And you know, then short responses come a little bit longer, and then you know, those responses become conversations, and then it, you know, hey, why are we messaging over the phone? Here's my number. Just call me. Let's actually talk to one another. And then, you know, we had a date, and then we dated for a little while, and then I joined the Navy, and that was the end of that. So.
I see. So, I think. Initially, when you started your dialogue, you stated that you were really focusing on the social media end of the whole meeting and internet experience. Do you have friends or family that have done internet dating? Because my opinion is that internet dating has become such a part of our mainstream way of meeting and interacting with people. I'm going to have a show in the next week or two that speaks to that, how social media and cell phone technology has really impacted our lives. I mean, you walk down the street, people are in their car constantly texting one another. And I do share your ideology on how technology has brought us closer together, but I often wonder, especially with internet dating, if it has caused an isolation between people. Because it's great to be able to meet and talk and have dialogue with someone that lives across the country, that lives in Philadelphia, that lives in Houston, Texas, that lives in New Orleans. But like you said, there's nothing like touching and looking in the white of someone's eyes and being able to understand what their facial expressions are. There's nothing like that. And I think from my perspective, that technology is great, and you're talking to someone who worked in IT for 18 years. So it's very much a part of what my profession was. But I do believe that to some degree we have become disconnected because of the technology.
I've seen
people, and I have even been, and we're kind of veering away from veering away from the topic, but that's cool. I've seen, and I've even been a part of communicating with people where you're having long conversations, texting one another. You're arguing, texting with one another, and that's, you know, that's a disconnect. And you being a writer, you know the power of words. You know the power that words have in terms of interpretation. And they get misinterpreted when you're texting. Would you not agree, Cole?
Yes, I would agree with quite a bit of that. And to address it in order, I think, in terms of internet dating, I don't believe in internet dating. I believe in getting to know someone or meeting someone on the internet. That's all fine. But dating, the progressive, parallel physical intimacy with emotional intimacy, the conversations, the holding hands, the kissing, all none of that is possible in the digital world. Not truly, not really. Though many may claim for it to be so, I consistently disagree with that. And it may be true that perhaps with very, very extreme rare exception, two people happen to know each other very well, even without seeing each other. They can tell the expression on the other one's face when they speak, having never seen that person. I think that there might be connections like that every once in a while. But in the majority of things, that's not really the way people get to know each other. And it's not the way people should get to know each other. And in terms of texting all the time and this disconnect that it causes, I do agree with that. I've always preferred to speak to someone in person. It's a more intimate and personal experience than even on the phone, than in especially in a text, where things, as you said, are misinterpreted. But we can't forget that things are misinterpreted in person just as well. And sometimes for some people, they find it easier to be more personal, more intimate, and more truthful in a text, because they're not right there. They're not in front of you. They don't have to say these things to your face. So it's easier to say things over a text. So it kind of goes back and forth in that area. But yes, there is an overall disconnect, but I think it's matched with an overall connection. The people who could have never seen each other ever, unless they would have traveled far and wide on expensive trips, are now able to meet each other. I think that's a beautiful thing. But I do agree that people are consistently relying on texting one another instead of picking up the phone and calling. It's so much easier to do this than to call the person. But then you start to lose the intimacy. You start to forget what the person's voice sounds like. You start to forget what they look like, what they feel like. And that's where it becomes a problem. Because it's all fine to be in a business meeting and a text your wife back saying, hey, I just want to let you know that I love you and that you're the greatest thing to happen in my life. But it's another thing entirely when you're having arguments and serious discussions over a text when you don't have to be. Now, I understand when it's necessary, but more often than not, it's not necessary, and they just choose to do it that way. And that's always been a problem for me, that there's people, and I've actually had that in the past, where I've wanted to have a conversation, I wanted to have an argument. And I said, you know, I don't want to talk about this on a text with you. I want you to call me, you know. And then, lo and behold, there's another response, and you know, she said something that pisses me off or makes me angry, and then I want to say something back. And then it goes back to texting again. And the latter part, the third part, is you're right about the kissing, all of that. That can't be experienced. But just as, you know, I want to say that just as one can't rely on technology, I think one also can't just simply rely on physical contact. I don't think that people have to have all the time this physical intimacy. I think your emotional intimacy is weak if you can't talk over the phone and and feel a certain way for one another, you know. If you have to be around them, if you have to experience them to feel that way about them, then I think that maybe you're missing something. You know, maybe you're in love with the presence of them, the way they look, maybe. And your conversations over the phone aren't enough to sustain the way you feel. To me, that is a significant of a problem. And then,
okay.
And then lastly, I say this, I truly believe that that technology really is more of a good thing than a bad thing. You know, it does cause disconnect. But like I said before, when I first began, I think that disconnect has always existed in people, and technology is simply kind of exposing it, which is a good thing. You know, you don't want to be with a disconnected person. So.
Okay. Well, Carla, I really have enjoyed having dialogue with you. I wish you peace and blessings, and thank you for calling in to Bree Life Radio. Please continue to follow me. We're going to have some very interesting upcoming shows, and I would love for you to call back again and for us to talk and hear your thoughts.
No problem.
Okay.
And one last thing, if I may. For those
yes.
of you who do text, for those of you who do have a phone call, I think your relationships will be immeasurably improved with friends and with those that you're significantly interested in. If when you sit at dinner, you sit at lunch, when you're having a conversation with someone in person, put your phone away. Because, especially for me, if I'm sitting there across the table or just a few feet from you, giving you my time, giving you my attention, and you're giving the attention partially to someone who's potentially thousands of miles away, to me there's little more disrespectful than that. There's little more disconnected than for someone to do that. So I think that's a tip that everyone should kind of consider in their future conversations with others. So,
okay.
And thank you for letting me call in.
When we have that social media technology broadcast, I would really like you to call in. So make sure you follow us on Blog Talk Radio, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Take care. We're going to take our next caller. And at this time, I really want to thank everyone who's following me on Twitter, following me on Facebook, following me on Blog Talk Radio, friends and family that are supporting my efforts. This is, I think this is a good time to have a long conversation about a lot of different issues, and to do it in a forum that's healthy and that's therapeutic. But my disclaimer is, I am not a licensed psychologist, I am not a social worker, and I'm just a woman that's lived on the earth for 40-plus years and who has had the opportunity to have a lot of different experiences. So we are going to take our next caller.
Hello?
Essence, you are calling Bree Life Radio. I'm your host, Bree.
Hey Bree.
Hello.
Who
may
I
have the pleasure of speaking to?
Yeah. You know, dig this. Check this out. I don't want to monopolize this show. I call him back from Houston, Texas, but I just got to listen to that brother, and he was, whoa, my goodness. This is my internet date, and I kind of got confused a little bit. I'm just saying, it's just me. I don't know. I'm just asking, because he was, texting and talking to people in person and fly. I just was like, what are we talking about? I thought we were talking about, you know, the whole concept of experiences. He already admitted he doesn't do it. So, I don't know. That was the other show. Make sure you get him on the other show talking to people
well,
in person.
Well, I think the brother had a lot of enthusiasm, and he had some valid points to contribute, and that's what Bree Life Radio
yeah.
is all about. You know, even though we have a main topic, you know, life intertwines with all experiences.
Oh.
So if we have to veer off the path once in a while to get a point across, embrace that. So am I speaking to Mark again from Houston, Texas?
Hey, you know what? This is I've been sitting up here on my computer, you know, doing this. Technology is a beautiful thing. So I'm sitting up here and I'm just listening. I'm just like, wow, this is just like unbelievable. I like the way you handle your guests. I think you're fantastic and allowing them to express themselves. But boy, I just wish people would stay on topic. It just would help all of us because I wanted to hear some more about the internet life. So I'm like I'm not the only one that's doing it. So that's all.
Okay, well, why not me allow myself to share some of the experiences that I have had? I think the callers would like to hear why I'm really doing this show. Well, one of the reasons why I'm doing the show.
For
and
sure.
Maybe you can ask me some questions. How's about that?
I surely will. I love to.
Well, then you know what? Why don't you start? I'm going to hand the mic over to you. Why don't you ask me?
Come on, breathe. Okay, check this out. I have a question for you, please. The deal is this. So you're on internet dating, and what are your expectations on internet dating? I mean, you get on there. I know you probably get on there to meet people, but I had a person jump on me one day, not that long ago, that basically said, if you're not interested in basically pursuing a lifelong holding hands relationship, you should be on the site. You shouldn't even be on the site unless you can raise. If you're not trying to get a woman to be with, why are you on there just to make friends, have a couple drinks, and then move on to the next person? That's not the place to be. You shouldn't do that. That's not like a bar. Go ahead.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Well, I'm going to jump right in on that. First of all, my reasons for internet dating in the past were because there was a time when I was working two jobs and going to school, and my time was very limited. I'm not the type of person that goes out a lot. I tend to be a homebody, so I chose going on the internet as a means to be able to meet people and to have some level of control over who I was meeting. Because when I'm walking the street, you don't have control. So I wanted to maintain some level of control over those that I had an opportunity to meet. And doing it over the internet and then actually talking to the person on the phone, you get a chance to get a lot of granular information if you know the right questions to ask. That's
granular.
You have to be able to know how to ask the right questions. In terms of that person who you said you had encountered,
yeah.
Here's what I would say. You asked what how did I feel about that or. You know, I guess what I would say about that is that how I internet dated in the past, I'm not doing it at this time, how I used to do it in the past, because I'm not a casual person, I tend to filter through those who want to be casual.
Okay.
I do understand that you can't start a relationship out the gate. But if you are both seeking the same type of end result, and the only way you're going to know that is to ask a lot of questions and then spend some time with the individual to really get to know them, then that's my formula. Now, with regards to the person who you said that had a problem with what I call the rules of engagement.
Uh-oh.
I tend to kind of share her ideology, because if you're not making your reasons for being on the site clear, clear from the door. Clear from the door is extremely important. So if you're not making your expectations, what you want, you know, how long you're going to be in the, you know, in the getting to know stages, how committed you're willing to be, then that probably is going to be a problem speaking from a woman's perspective because
so I have a question.
Innately, if I could just finish my point, innately, we want to be in monogamous relationships. So we hope to engage and attract men who, too, want to be monogamous.
Okay.
That's what I've...
So if I'm listening to you correctly, I don't know, maybe some of the callers out there can hear and they might want to chime in. So you get on the site, you say, hey, Judy, my name is John, and I'm looking for a serious relationship that could eventually end up into a long-term dating relationship or a marriage. How about you? Or, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I do get it, but I don't get it because when I was accused of perhaps too casually taking it, I was like, well, I'm casual as far as my acquaintances and interactions, and then when I want to ramp it up based upon what I'm sensing, then I ramp it up. But, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out. I mean, are we running on as soon as we talk to somebody, we kind of marry them? I'm just asking.
I would absolutely think not, but here's the thing. When you encounter someone, it really all is about the vibration and the things, the commonalities that you have. People tend to run on a level of emotion and passion. Because if you've been someone that hasn't really had a lot of luck in love, and now you meet someone that you're completely vibing with and you want to really, like, connect with them, sometimes, you know, the excitement of the newness of, you know, the meeting someone and, you know, really, like, feeling like, wow, this person is, like, you know, he gets me and I get him and, you know, I wanna get more. I wanna feel more. I wanna learn more. I wanna do more. Sometimes we tend to be a little overzealous, but no one should be penalized for that. Although I do understand that women are from Venus and men are from Mars, and that's a whole other conversation. And our rules of engagement tend to be different, and you have to respect that. That's why you have to have a lot of dialogue and being honest, clear, and concise in the beginning of any friendship or relationship is pivotal. It's absolutely necessary.
I agree with you. I think you do need to be. I just think that, again, people's, as you said, their expectations. So for me, when I experienced that from a person, I didn't want to be funny or facetious because I do respect where they're coming from, but the reality is everybody, and not just gender-wise, but we can look at past experiences that people have had. We can look at geographical, cultural tendencies. We bring all those things to the plate when we have a conversation with someone. So someone's way of pursuing things has a lot to do with how they view their life view, you know, their worldview, you know, so to speak. So I agree. Wow, I agree. The whole gender thing is definitely a big piece, and you're right. You just gave John Gray an endorsement, the one who wrote that book, Women Are From Venus, Men Are From Mars, whatever. But the thing is that when you're talking about interacting with people, you are kind of like doing some exposure, and you're doing some sharing, and then, you know, people can kind of make a decision. Oh, well, you know, I like you, and I like how you said that. And then we can have another conversation another day, and I like that. And we go on and on and on. But it seems like you've been in relationships before. It just sounds like that anyway. And I would assume that by being in relationships in the past, you know, hey, if you were in a 5-year relationship at least, then you know those 5 years were built upon many, 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 many interactions and so forth and so on. So when you get right on a site, and I'm going to promise you, I've had women that were ready to move me into their house after a week of conversation.
Wow.
I'm promising.
Wow.
After a week of conversation.
Well, I guess I just might as well call you the Velvet Rope, because what is that all about?
Yeah, whatever. Well, no. Well, it's about them. Because I don't,
definitely.
It's all them. Because I'm one of them kind of guys that, look, I'm going to tell you where I am. I'm going to tell you about everything. Matter of fact, somebody says, you know what? You might want to not tell all that information sometimes. Because you might want
to. Oh, well, then you definitely have to pull into my show in a couple of weeks about disclosure. What is too much information? We're going to that dialogue.
I want to run them away. Or run
but
them
you know what?
One or the other.
Mark, I want to put you on hold for a couple of minutes. There's a caller that's
okay.
coming in. I want to finish up the show talking about. I want to finish up the show talking about that point.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, hold on, please.
Mm-hmm, I'm good with you.
Okay. Good evening, caller. You have reached Bree Life Radio. I'm your host, Bree. And we're talking about internet dating. Hello? 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 Okay. We're going to go back to Mark from Houston, Texas.
Yeah. H-Town in
Mark
the house.
In Texas.
Yes.
Well, okay. So what I would like to know at this point, and then I'm going to finish up the show just sharing some of my own personal experiences, and I want to let the callers know and the listeners know that this is going to be a three-part series, because this has been a topic that my Facebook page, my email account is really lighting up about. And there are some people who really wanted to call in but weren't going to be available this evening. Just to let you know, we're going to be on the radio, on the internet site, on Wednesdays from 6:30 to 7:30 from now on. That's Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so Mark from Houston,
yes,
Texas. Could you share with us how you and that person left things? Or is there an ongoing conversation going on? Were you both able to come to some meeting of the minds? Or did you have to part ways because you both didn't see eye to eye on what the rules of engagement were? You know, I'd be interested in knowing that and share with our listeners.
Well, I mean, I try best to interact with intelligent people. Why? And one of the hallmarks of intellectualism is when you understand, you evaluate information based upon the information itself, and you don't 100% emotionalize it or internalize it. So while me and that individual did not come to a meeting when it comes to certain concepts of my conduct online, because she was quick to admit that, first of all, I wasn't doing anything wrong, although it was coming out like that from her initially, but she finally kind of rammed it back a little bit and really owned that as her feeling, her feeling about it. And because of that, and I respected that, we actually have an ongoing dialogue to this day. So, you know, it was all good in the end. You know, again, I just think, and you said it earlier when you were talking about it, to me, being honest about where you are in your space, what's going on with you. I mean, I get people saying things to me like, do you live by yourself? Do you have a wife, a girlfriend? I mean, right out the gate, which is cool. It's kind of funny almost, because that tells me already for them that some of their encounters. Usually when people hit you with something out the gate, that's where they are. I respect that. I have no problem, and I answer that question.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but
there's another reason why. And let's talk about the other side of that those questions. You have to understand and hear too my own personal experience. I have been in situations where I have met people, they say they're single, they're married, or they're living with someone. They say they live by themselves and come to find, or they say that, or maybe they're even separated.
Mm-hmm.
Say they're no longer with their estranged spouse and come to find out that either their spouse is still there, but they're still cohabitating, which we're going to have that discussion in the future too. Or the person has the license to come in and out of their space at any time. So how in the heck could I possibly feel comfortable with going to someone's house that's separated from their spouse and they have access to their space? So there's a reason why women, and on the flip side, men, because I've had men ask me those questions, and I don't get offended by them because it's not just about being in a space. It's about experience in life and understanding that people are not always forthright with where they are in space. So
that's kind of funny, Bree. I think it's kind of funny. I'm just saying, if you say, "Hi, Mark, how you doing?" I said, "Fine." "Hey, are you living with your wife? Do you have a girlfriend? Are you living?" I mean, right out the gate, it's kind of funny. I swear I've run into that. And it's almost kind of like, well, she's going to, I kind of respect that, but it's funny. That's what I'm saying. It's funny. I understand.
Well,
where
you know,
here's
the thing. If you're meeting someone on the internet, usually they have, when you're on these popular internet dating sites, they have a profile for these individuals, and we'll talk about that before. The profiles tell you, is this person single, divorced, separated? Do they have children? They have a space for dialogue to explain what their likes and dislikes are. There's a space for pictures. We'll discuss that too. So this is but here's the thing. People are not all, and I have to say it again. That's why when you said you get these questions out the gate, well, at least I would let you, I would say if it was me talking to you for the first time, I would at least allow you to be marinated in the conversation for about 15 minutes, 30 minutes before I go all in. But I'm going all in.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I'm going all in from my own personal experience is because I've been through some stuff with people not fully disclosing who they are, and which segues me in to another part of the whole internet dating experience. When a person puts a profile up there and they describe who they are and what they are and what they want and all these things. It's been my experience. I don't know about you. Again, all of that information is really not accurate. Especially about how a person may look. I'm going to tell you a funny story with the callers. Several years ago, I'd say in 2000... I went on a date that I met this person on a popular internet dating site, and the pictures, he described himself in the profile and on the phone as being someone who was 205 pounds. And pretty healthy. And that's kind of what the pictures indicated. But when I got to the restaurant, I walked completely past him for two reasons. One, because he was about 50 pounds heavier than what his pictures indicated he was, which was okay because, you know, I tend to be attracted to tall, husky guys. That was all right. But the main problem was, and I think he might have gotten the wrong idea by me explaining to him that I was a healthcare worker, that he was crippled. he was wheelchair. He wasn't wheelchair bound, but he had a debilitating joint disease, which he shared with me, which was very sad because he got injured on his job, and it had caused him to be utilizing a cane and a walker, and the walker was in the aisle. So I was like, wow, whose walker is this? Because somebody's going to trip over it. And then he wanted to share with me, well, Bree, I didn't tell you this. Now, mind you, I had been talking to this guy for a month on the phone, and he never once shared with me that he was crippled and that he would be wheelchair-bound within 5 years due to this debilitating joint disease. Now, here's the thing. Just because I'm a healthcare worker, that does not mean that it's my choice to be with someone who would wind up being a paraplegic. I have no issues with the handicap, again, but you are supposed to disclose what's going on with you so a person can make a choice. And this is what my issues have been in the past with internet dating. I think that was very that was a really bad thing for him to do. Mind you, we have maintained a friendship. Good guy, but. I was more upset with him about not telling me the truth than about what's going on with him physically than being concerned about him being wheelchair bound in 5 years. It's just the fact that he didn't tell me the truth. And I think that's what you might have been experiencing from these women that, I don't know, maybe from the time that you pick up the phone and say, hi, this is Mark, they go all in.
Yeah. Well, all I know is this, Brig, and I know your show is great here, but I just want to say this, and you can get to it on the next time or whatever, but one thing about no matter whatever, and you're going to talk about disclosure, is disclosure goes a long way, and a lot of times the lies don't come out too much later anyway, so people know how to play along. So just because I say I didn't have nobody living at home, it didn't mean I did. So, while I understand why I got those questions, I think you're going to have to spend more time with the person and kind of feel where they're coming from anyway before you can really get to the bottom of anything. And then sometimes, hey, you know, people have been married for years and then secrets come out. So I don't know. I think it's an attempt. Everybody's trying to connect. So it is what it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Which leads me to saying I want to thank everyone for calling in to Bree Life Radio. Please follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Blog Radio, Bree Life Radio. I want to thank you all, and may you have peace and blessings for the upcoming week. Take care.